time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now. In Puerto Rico, but in the studio, we have Mr. Hardwood Forrest Connor, my producer. We also have Investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Shelley, how are things going there in Wright's Coin Shop these days?
Things are fabulous at the coin shop. We're having fun. We're getting merchandise in as we can. We're making everybody happy. The market is a little lower than it has been, which is a great time to buy. So things are good.
And are you guys going to be open on Monday?
No, we will not. I will not be thinking of coins on Monday.
All right, so this is a big 3-day weekend for you, huh?
Woohoo! Yes, I'm very excited.
Mm-hmm. And so you going to be doing anything special to celebrate your day off? Anything you can share with the listeners?
I'm not really sure what I'm going to be doing, but I am not going to be doing laundry. Who knows? Maybe I will be working on my submission for Creepy Little Tales.
Oh, okay. When I heard you say submission, I wasn't sure what direction you were going to take.
You're just thinking about those little aliens that you want to abduct you.
That's right. Yes. Let the probing commence.
We know what you're all about.
So, do you have any coins at Wright's Coin Shop with aliens on them?
I don't know. I've got something. I can't remember what it was, though. It was a coin. Then I can't remember what was on it. I got to find it in my great big purse. But there are all kinds of fun little things. There are some little alien-looking possible coins out there.
There is some ancient coin that has a flying saucer on it, and we've talked about this before. I can't remember what it is right now.
French
Do you recall
coin.
What I'm talking about?
I believe it's a French coin.
Uh-huh. Okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm sure it's very rare, but I bet you if you could get even replicas of that in your shop, being that we can talk about it here on Speaking of Strange, you'd probably sell some.
I think you're right. I do. Yeah. I do.
So what's up with gold and silver right now, Shelley?
We don't know. They're just, they're both falling. They shouldn't be because the economy really isn't picking up all that much. Things are very uncertain, but I just look at it as an excellent buying opportunity.
Oh, yeah. It's a buyer's market.
Definitely. It's hard to get things right now, so when we do have them, they fly out the door pretty quickly, but it's definitely the time to buy.
Yeah, and we always tell people it's very, very simple to start buying gold and silver, especially if they call you up and, people can ask you what their options are. And it doesn't really matter what the budget is, if they want to start with one coin or if they want to start with a whole treasure trove. I mean, you can help them and give them good advice.
Exactly.
So how can people get your advice? How do they contact you?
They can call me at 828-298-5402 or come see me at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville. And we're getting a brand new sign at the road very shortly, so it'll be lit up, everybody can see it easily, it'll be a beacon for miles.
Does it follow in the city sign ordinance?
I believe it does.
Good
I hope
for you.
So. Yes.
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing. I mean, did you have to go and get a bunch of permission to put a new sign out there, Shelley?
Oh, yeah. We had to have permission. They said, okay, well, it can be this big, and this is what you have to do, and yeah. Yeah, there are lots of little things to do, yes.
So that's not only just in downtown Asheville, then. Wherever you are in Asheville, you've got to go to the sign Nazis.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, again, everybody, write this down.
You can call up Shelley Wright at 828-298-5402 and just tell her what your situation is, and she'll help ease you into the market. And if you already are buying from her, well, you know how easy it is. But again, call her at 828-298-5402. And to make things even easier, if you're online, you can go to WrightsCoinShop.com, W-R-I-G-H-T-S, WrightsCoinShop.com. So, Shelley, I know at Wright's Coin Shop you guys have a lot of security in place. I'm sure you have cameras and guns and armed guards and all that kind of stuff to protect the high quality merchandise that you're dealing every day. Do you ever bring any of those cameras back to your house and just set them up to observe for spooky activity?
I don't, but I need to. I do. I'm always telling you crazy, freaky things that are happening at my house.
I know there's freaky things that happen at your house, but I'm talking about ghosts here.
Yeah, I was talking about ghosts, too.
Oh, okay. So, Shelley, you do have the occasional specter that appears there at the house, and so you've never tried to monitor this 24/7?
No, I haven't. You know, it's something. Everything is so random. You just never know. You know, some things are very specific to a certain room. Or, you know, I was reading, you know, the story that you had on the website, creepy little tales, and it was something that was easy for this woman to do. She could set up a camera to observe her sleeping in her room. It was something that happened every night. But at my house, you never know what it's going to be or where it's going to be, and sometimes it'll be several months in between, you know, when something happens. So it's just not an easy thing.
Well, I have this story here from Australia, and it's actually from Tasmania, about a man who said his house was haunted.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he'd had all kinds of ghostly stuff occurring. He had, I think he'd even seen a ghost at one point in his house. And so he decided to do the logical thing, prove it, go get a camera, set the camera up, put it in a corner, and let it roll. And so he came home one day, decided to check to see if he'd captured any good evidence. And he played back the tape, and what he saw was his girlfriend. And she was having sex with his 16-year-old son.
Oh.
Yeah.
That can't be good.
It's a paranormal of its own kind.
Yeah.
16-year-old son from the previous marriage. And so right now they say that a lot of people are commenting on this, one being Alexandra Holzer, of course, Hans Holzer's daughter, a good friend of mine. She's been on the program before. And Holzer told the Huffington Post, quote, "Maybe he used paranormal investigation as an excuse because he thought something was up, or maybe he really thought he had a ghost," end quote. Makes me wonder how often that kind of thing happens, right? The old ghost hunter sets up a camera and comes home to find the old lady's been up to ectoplasm of a various kind. But anyway, yeah, that's the latest from Australia. Okay, Forrest, I hope you got that bell ready, my friend. I believe we have quite a few of these from our favorite state. Yeah, there you go. Port St. Lucie, Florida. here's a story about a guy who, they say that, he had a bad case of the runs. He was running from police officers there. He fled the scene of a, car accident, and, the 27-year-old man was later tracked down by the cops. And once they got him, he apologized, but he said that the reason he had run was because that he had eaten some bad Chinese food and was about to poop his pants.
Okay, well,
if you got to go, you've got to go.
Yeah.
And there's an actual affidavit here that says, quote, he apologized for leaving, but believed he had no choice as he was on the verge of defecating his pants.
Ooh.
And you know what? That's almost so believable, you think it's got to be true, right?
Yeah.
Remember that, folks. That's, you know, I don't know how well it works, but that's an excuse we can all sympathize with in the courtroom if need be. you asked for that jury trial, and, you know, we've all had to crap our pants at one point or another in life. Right, Forrest?
Exactly.
Okay, let's go a little bit closer to home, shall we? Let's go to Charlotte, North Carolina. So that is about 2 hours down the road from Forrest and Shelley right now. Forrest, you actually grew up fairly close to Charlotte. How far is Kings Mountain from Charlotte?
About 30, 35 miles.
Really? Okay. So, yeah, you're literally right down the road here. Well, a woman in her 20s was with her 40-something-year-old mother and her toddler, while carrying a newborn baby. They were all walking down the street in Charlotte, smiling and enjoying the spring weather, absolutely butt naked. They say that traffic delays quickly began. And I should say on a side note, the Adam and Eve factory is not far from there, for those of you who know what that's all about. So the cops showed up and said to this innocent group of women, why are you doing this? Why are you walking down the street naked? And they had an extremely plain, clear, and certainly reasonable answer. They said God told them to do it. The Lord told him to get naked and walk down the street, and both women said they heard the voice of God loud and clear, and that when God tells you to do something, you do not ask questions. Forrest, I don't know if I would pass as the voice of God, but I say we stash some speakers around Charlotte, give me a microphone, and let the fun ensue.
Why does it have to be Charlotte? Why can't it be like Miami? Or someplace
okay.
where you know, I mean, the people in Miami or South Beach.
Yeah, that's probably going to be a better selection. I agree. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll tell you another story about nakedness. This is from our favorite state. But this guy had one of the more creative explanations. Saying that God told you is pretty good, but his was better. I'll explain when we come back. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange.
And the stars, sometime around midnight, or at least that's when.
Honey, I hangs like a dead man. From a white oak tree, people sitting on porches, thinking how things used to be. Dark night, in the dark night. Dark night, in the dark night. The neighborhood was changing, stranger came in.
Speaking of Strange, I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. This is the hour of the program when you should turn off the program if you are offended by some of the more outrageous and controversial news of the past weeks. It's not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. Maybe you can tune back in next hour for something more family-friendly, but this is when we discuss the things that are not usually talked about so much in the mainstream media. That's why we air it late at night. I am broadcasting to you from the Isle of Enchantment, Puerto Rico, here in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle. Forrest Connor is in the Asheville studio, as well as investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. And I also want to remind all of you that if you are interested in joining me for an expedition here in Puerto Rico, I have a few planned. Go to ParanormalPuertoRico.com. That's P-U-E-R-T-O-R-I-C-O. Or just go to JoshuaPWarren.com and learn about the expeditions that I have that you can come on. Trip of a lifetime, ParanormalPuertoRico.com. So before the break, I mentioned, well, one of our favorite topics, people getting naked at very random and inappropriate times. And so now we have a story coming to us from Daytona Beach, Florida. That's right, the Florida Belle. And I think we're going to be ringing that quite a bit tonight, if memory serves correctly. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of stories that we just haven't had time to get around to, but we certainly will over the next few weeks. And forgive us if you hear anything a little weird or funky about our transmission, because hey, I'm in the Bermuda Triangle, and this is a very complicated, sophisticated technical setup we're working on right here. The miracle of technology is bringing this new show to you tonight, thanks to Forrest Connor and Mitch and other folks there at the radio studio in Asheville. So here's what happened. Okay, a man, 20 years old, called 911 from a 7-Eleven convenience store about 30 minutes past midnight. And he was telling them that he needed some type of help. So the cops showed up, and when they got there, they asked this 20-year-old man what the problem was. And he told the officers, quote, "I know I am a monkey," end quote. And the officer said, "What do you mean you're a monkey?" And he says, "I'm a monkey." And he began jumping around and whooping and scratching himself. And one of the officers actually said to the man, "Monkeys don't wear clothes." Oops.
Uh-oh.
Oops. Right? And so the man immediately responded by removing his clothes as he continued to continue to jump up and down, making monkey noises. And so at that point, they took the monkey into custody. And but you know, the funny thing is, the guy was kind of right. We're all monkeys, aren't we, Forrest? Well, apes, to be more specific, but we're related to monkeys.
We are.
We just don't accept that kind of behavior in our monkey culture. You can't be naked at 7-Eleven. But it seems like sound logic to me. All right, let's go to the next story, shall we? We're an international program. Let's go to Seoul, South Korea. Seoul, South Korea is actually where my wife was born. She was on a military base at the time, so she had dual citizenship for a while. This is a really messed up story. Mind you, folks, dark 30 hour, not for everybody, okay? Not for the kiddies. Here's the headline. Bad teacher hits a misbehaving student, then masturbates in front of class. That's right. 55-year-old... Yeah, that part of the headline will get your attention. 55-year-old teacher identified only as Mr. A, maybe he should be Mr. X, He became upset after a student in his, and I'm not making this up, self-studying class, I'm not sure what that is, self-studying class, refused to remove his earphones. Says then the teacher began to severely beat the student, as well as well as possibly another student. But that's not all he beat.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry. We had to go there. So afterward, it says the teacher removed his pants and began to masturbate in front of all the students.
And how is this supposed to make the guy remove his earphones?
I'm sure he at least covered his eyes at that point.
I'm sure.
Well, it is a self-studying class. Remember, Shelley? Self-study. Yeah.
Self-study. Not study your teacher studying himself.
That puts a new philosophical spin on things, I guess. It says the local police department released a statement saying Mr. A remains in custody, but does not appear to have any mental problems. Okay. So we go back to that old conundrum. What is up with Koreans, man? I don't know. Can't explain it. Next story. Let's go to Weatherford, Texas. I don't know where Weatherford, Texas is. Do you, Forrest?
No.
Never heard of that. And it's a story about a woman. And my researcher here has put in parentheses, note, this woman is really pretty, too. I don't have a photograph of the woman. Let's see. This is from the Huffington Post. Breaking and entering is still illegal when you do it doggy style. A woman learned that the hard way when she allegedly got naked, broke into a stranger's home, through the family's doggy door, and went straight for the bathtub. She was found sitting in the tub. A man living in the home heard her roaming around about 1:45 in the morning and called police. His initial search of the home revealed the doggy door was busted and a black dress was on the ground outside. And when police got there, they found the 25-year-old woman still in the bathtub. And she didn't give a good explanation for how all this had come together for her. But they say that she's not the only naked doggy door trespasser, that earlier this month a naked California man went through his neighbor's doggy door in an apparent attempt to get it on with the man's wife.
Oh.
Do you have a doggy door at your house, Shelley?
No, but I do have a big gun, so do not visit me. People who might be thinking that they would like to. Yes.
Now, Forrest, I know once upon a time you had a cat door, didn't you?
I still do.
You still do?
Yes.
And don't interesting creatures sometimes enter through your cat door?
Actually, I've got two. I've got one that leads to the outside, which is now blocked off. But I've got another one that leads down to my basement, which is still open, so the current kitty cats can get down to the basement when needed.
Hmm. Okay. Let's see here. I know. Okay. We're coming up before too long on a break, and so I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to read a story from China, because the next two stories are from Florida. I told you, it's like a tsunami of Florida stories tonight. Okay, in China, a man was seen running around the area on a scooter, butt naked, carrying a huge crucifix. And he is doing this in the area called Wangjing. And they say that he has become so prominent that so many people have tried to capture him and have fallen short that he now has taken on legendary status as the Wangjing Streaker. We'll just call him the Wang Streaker. But he is going on bug naked moped rides with a giant crucifix in Wang Jing, and nobody knows why. What's the symbolism? What does it mean? I'm Joshua P. Warren. We'll be right back on Speaking of Strange.
Up in life, he just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat of the mic. He feels so unlike everybody else, alone, in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know. But no, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure his click stays up. That means when he puts it down, time's picking it up. Anyway, he never really talks much, never concerned with status, but still even in starstruck. Humble through opportunities, given despite the fact that many misjudge because he makes a living from writing raps. Put it together himself, gotta make you connect. Never asking for someone's help, hell, to get some respect. He's only focused on what he wrote, his will is beyond reach. And now it all unfolds, he's still up in our feet. 20% skill, 80% fear, be 100% clear, cause Roger was ill. Who would have thought he'd be the one that set the West in flames? And I heard him wreck it with the crystal method, name of the game. Came back, dropped Megadeth, took him to church. I like Bleach, man, why you had the stupidest verses? Dude, it's the truth. Now everybody giving them guest spots and stocks through the roof. I heard he fucked them with death shots.
10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure,
50%
pain, 100%
reason
to remember the name.
We call him Ryan, he's sick, and he's spitting fire, and Mike got him out the dryer.
Yes, the dark 30-hour on Speaking of Strange. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. Now, let me tell you, dark 30 means that, well, it's not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. That's why we air this material late at night. It's more outrageous. It's more controversial. This is your warning, you know, don't listen to some of this stuff. Tune to another station. Come back at the top of the next hour if you don't want to hear things that are a little more out there, because that's what we bring to you. You know, we call ourselves the show that explores the summit of mankind's enlightenment and the pit of his depravity. And, well, this is the hour when we get into the pit part. And I also want to remind you, if you missed the earlier part of the show, that I'm working on a new little book project that you can participate in. It is an anthology called Creepy Little Tales. And I am looking for people who have stories that can be told in just a few paragraphs, no more than a page, about something creepy. It's got to be true. I prefer for it to have a paranormal spin, you know, ghosts or UFOs and aliens or psychic stuff or synchronicity or spirituality. It doesn't have to be scary necessarily, but something that gives you goosebumps at the end, something that makes the hair stand up on the back of your neck. Creepy little tales. And if you're not a good writer, that's okay, because I'm going to take your submission and it'll be edited and polished and that sort of thing. But if you want to get a better idea of how you can submit your own creepy little tale and maybe make it into the book, it's very simple. Just go to creepylittletales.com. That's creepylittletales.com. And you'll also find a link at joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P, joshuapwarren.com. If you just scroll down a little bit from the top, and you'll see a link there. And I'm very much looking forward to collecting these stories. And hopefully we'll have a fascinating little anthology to send out soon. So, here I am, myself, broadcasting from the Bermuda Triangle. We have Forrest and Shelley in the Asheville studio. And I have told Forrest to prepare the Florida Bell, because we are on a Florida roll here tonight. as demonstrated by the next few stories. First off, let me ask you a question, Shelley Wright.
All right.
How many Boy Scouts do you know?
Oh, I know lots of Boy Scouts.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. My mom was a den mother, and I was a great Boy Scout.
What? You were a great Boy Scout?
Yeah, if your mom is a den mother, you get to learn all the Boy Scout secrets and do their stuff better than them. Yeah.
Okay, what is the craziest thing a Boy Scout has ever asked you to do to earn his community service badge?
I don't know.
Would you let him massage you for a community service badge?
No.
Would you let him kiss you?
No.
Would you let him suck on your toes?
No.
Oh, come on,
Shelly. If you're a Boy Scout, you've got to expect these things are going to be a little bit difficult. These badges are going to be a little bit difficult to earn.
Well, here's a story from Polk County, Florida. That's right. A 23-year-old man has been apparently arrested there because he asked a girl if he could touch her feet to get his community service badge. And so she thought that was weird. Then he asked another girl, a younger girl, and this girl's mother called authorities. The authorities got the man to confess that he had been approaching women since he was 6 years old, telling them he was a Boy Scout and needed to touch their feet to earn his community service badge. And they say that his victims range from the age of 10 to 40, and that basically he would suck their toes and massage and kiss them, and that they believe that he had done this to over 100 females over the years. 100 females. And he claimed that nobody had ever objected before until this latest incident.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're now looking for additional victims. Gosh, we all know, Forrest, we know women are crazy, but men are so twisted, aren't they, Shelley?
Yeah, they are.
There's this whole new level of, like, twisted perversion. Who comes up with that? Who thinks of that?
I just don't know. You'd think maybe you'd get a girlfriend to,
Sounds like he had 100 girlfriends.
It does.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, they call that the kinky foot fetish scheme by the Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next story comes to us from Winter Haven, Florida. That's right. A woman went on a honeymoon with her new husband. And she called the police to report in great distress that her husband had gone missing. She said, he's a really nice man. It's like, duh, of course, she married him. You'd hate for the problems to start that soon in the marriage, right? Says, yeah, my husband's a good man. He's I don't know where he is. He's vanished. And about 45 minutes later, the police called her back and said, oh, we have found your husband. He was arrested in a prostitution sting.
Oh, that is just not the way to start a new life.
But you know what's worse, Shelley?
What?
He's a youth minister.
Oh.
Yeah, a bona fide youth minister.
Oh.
So they say over a period of days, the cops had been conducting investigations into sites that men were using and to get access to prostitutes and whatnot. And apparently, it kind of looks like that he may have arranged to have the prostitute even before they went on the honeymoon.
Oh, no. Can you say annulment?
Yeah. That is not your Prince Charming right there.
Oh, no, no.
Youth minister gets together with a prostitute, prearranged on the honeymoon. You know what? That's,
well, baby, I said you I had a little secret on our honeymoon.
See, I thought you were going to say, the police found him. He was with his other family or something, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is so much worse. Ew.
Yeah, it's kind of like some, you know, twist in one of these Quentin Tarantino films or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, next story we have from Orlando, Florida. Oh, yeah. Okay, this is about a guy who was on a bad trip. University of Florida student, 19 years old, and he stripped down naked, decided to go running around his town there naked, his apartment complex, about 1:25 in the morning. Now, what's interesting is that usually people who are running around naked run away from the cops. This guy actually flagged down some cops. you can imagine if you're a cop,
right,
and you see a naked person running up to you at 1:30 in the morning, you're probably thinking, oh God, you know, something horrible's happening. There's a man who's just escaped from a sex dungeon somewhere, and, you know, we have to help this guy. No. In this case, the cops, they encounter him, and he says to them, first off, that he is God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a red flag, wouldn't you say, Shelley? That's some kind of red flag. And secondly, he started demanding that they cut his penis off. That's what it says here. He was saying, quote, please cut my penis off, end quote. The police refused to do this. And so they took him to the hospital. That's Orlando, the land of family vacations. We're going to take a break. When we come back, oh yeah, I've saved some of the best for last. a story from Oklahoma. This is an interesting story. Illinois. We got to end with one in Japan. I don't know if we'll make it through all these. We'll see. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to the Dark 30 Hour. This is Speaking of Strange.
You can take
course of tonight, Speaking of Strange, I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour. Let me remind you, the content on this hour is not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, so tune out right now if you fall into a category related to those elements, because we save this for late at night. And, you know, it's our duty, our obligation to present this to you here on Speaking of Strange. Don't forget, go to speakingofstrange.com for more information if you want to see some of these stories for yourself. Mr. Mobius does a good job of keeping the site updated. Shelley Wright, did you hear this story that came out recently about the man having sex with a hornet nest?
No. No way!
Have you heard that one, Forrest?
I have.
Okay. The web has recently been abuzz with a report that a man in Sweden died after trying to have sex with a nest of hornets. And, of course, you know, there are a lot of jokes about this being a sex sting operation. 35-year-old man, they claimed, and they say when he was found, he looked like a beach whale due to the inflammation caused by hundreds of stings. But if you heard this story, the latest is there are people claiming that this is a hoax, that this is too good to be true.
I certainly hope it's a hoax.
So, you know, we're not certain about this. We will call this the fog of the internet. It's probably not true. If it is true, I'm sure that we'll hear more about it soon. But what a concept, huh? Oh. What a way to go. You're allergic to bees, aren't you, Forrest?
I am.
So that, that'd be, if you decided to commit suicide, that'd be one way of doing it.
No. That would not be a way I'd want to go out.
Oh, okay. Next story. This is from Roselli, Illinois. Headline: police say man sexually abused his peacock. A man from. Wait a second. Forrest, do you remember the movie Talking Tall?
Yes.
I'm peacocking! I'm peacocking!
Peacocking!
Shelley, have you seen the movie Talking Tall?
I think I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I...
Do you know what peacocking is?
Don't think I do.
Well, in our context, peacocking is really trying to strut your stuff, as far as said, and show off, and peacocking was sort of the underlying theme of the movie Talking Tall.
Okay.
Yeah. What all good radio hosts try to do is peacock a little. So you go to I think you can go to talkingtall.com and maybe you can watch that and you'll understand peacocking on a whole new level. But this man, he was peacocking in a different way. 64 years old. Bird died. And, yeah, so anyway, he's in trouble now for a variety of things, including drug paraphernalia, cruelty to animals, and 2 counts of battery. Okay, that's Illinois. And we'll go to our last story of the night. This is a story that's so bizarre, I had to read this literally like 3 times to make sure I was reading this properly. The fact that it's from Japan says a lot, and because, you know, you can believe anything if it's from Japan. Okay, a woman in Japan, and I'm going to try to get this right, who's 32 years old, wants to make a public protest about life. And so she has made a deal with some geneticists to use her as a guinea pig, and she would like to be implanted with the embryo of a shark. And she wants to give birth to the shark and then eat it. And she says, by giving birth to something and then eating it, I will make a statement about preserving endangered species. And when questioned about the science of this, and whether or not it would be easier to, say, implant a chimpanzee instead. Her response was, I don't like to eat chimpanzees. I like to eat sharks. And she wants to make sure she can give birth to something that she can then eat. I don't know what category that falls into, but I think that's going to do it for this edition.
Deep-rooted psychological issues.
Yeah, well, I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius and Tuca. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time we'll be at Speaking of Strange. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!
See you go, try to cry.